As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, February the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. How does he do it? My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that, certainly. Hard facts, workable solutions, all that stuff in the hopper today. If you can remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of... It is my home. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Try doing this for a day-to-day thing. Talk to yourself for a couple hours a day, every day, and be excited about it. Boy, I got to be crazy. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of your today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. That's the dog flees the room. He's nuts, folks. He's nuts. He's talking to himself again. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, TalkStream Live. You got the idea. Lots of ways to listen to this broadcast. Thank you so very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are certainly welcome. Gold this morning retains its gains made in the access trading market yesterday. White metals, however, being driven down a bit. Commodity prices remain higher. Concern for global grain reserves mounts. Wisconsin union laborers squeal like a pig. The hogs are joining in the feeding frenzy at the trough. Crude oil driven higher by speculators in Europe and Africa. The Mideast unrest continues. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading, New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $4.60, however, still above $1,400 at $1,402 even. Silver lost 62 cents in early trading at $33.29. Platinum sharing the white metal pullback at $1,821, down $26 in early trading. And palladium taking a strong whack upside the head off $21 at $834 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning: $1,392.10 for a low, $1,405.40 for a high. But at $1,402 even, your gold is up year to year at $289.40 an ounce for a 26.01% return on your investment in Arum, that beautiful, noble metal. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London ran up their little flag, rang the bell, set the price at $1,394.50, and gold has been above that for much of the morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged. They still claim to be holding 1,223.10 metric tons, valued on the street at $54.4 billion. We'll be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is and remains William Roberts. All right, back into our market report for this morning once again in review. For all those listeners that were away at the top of the hour news and weather break, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading off $4.60. However, it's going the other direction now. At $1,402 even, silver off 62 cents at $33.29, platinum off 26 bucks at $1,821. Palladium off $21 as well at $834 an ounce. The SPDR gold shares again overnight unchanged on Friday last. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, yesterday being a holiday and the market being closed, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 73 on Friday at 12,391. The NASDAQ closed up too at 2834, and the S&P 500 closed up 3 at 1343. Big news this morning, of course, is this continuing drive upward in the United States oil supply, light sweet crude, where we find crude oil this morning up $6.75 a barrel at $92.95 for light sweet crude, 42-gallon barrels delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The hell has that got to do with the unrest in the East? Well, it doesn't. It's just speculators in the market driving it up. I mean, we're swimming in oil, nobody's driving their cars, and the gangster bankers are profiting like crazy on all the hubbub coming out of the East. Anyway, the U.S. dollar index this morning, ostensibly unchanged at 77.70. on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s trading web platform. Anyway, that basket of currencies. We have a little basket of currencies here in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, little Timmy's basket of currencies, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning off 33 basis points, yet still above parity with the U.S. dollar at $1.01 each. The Mexican peso, now riveted down to the U.S. dollar, off 18 basis points, and yet still exchanges at 8 cents U.S. The euro bumps up 4 basis points, exchanges against the dollar at $1.37. The British pound off 37, just kind of an up-down day, at $1.62. And the Swiss franc up strongly, up 70 basis points, and exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.06 each. In the bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, the yield on the two-year treasuries are 0.73%, below where they were trading last week, but still, nevertheless, fairly high. The 10-year yield is at 3.53%, and the 30-year is at 4.66%. The mortgage market this morning, we see this continuing trend upwards in the interest rates. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves up from 4.09% a month ago to 4.24% this morning. The 30-year moves up from 4.82% a month ago to 4.95% this morning. Of course, your prime rate locked in at 3.25%. The gold-to-silver ratio, big news for the gold and silver buffs, still very low, 42.11 ounces of silver gets you 1 ounce of gold these days. The economic calendar off of the Bloomberg and Econoday website don't show very much happening today. The Case-Shiller index is out, the home price index. Consumer confidence report is going to be out at 10, which means it came out just a few minutes ago. We'll refresh the browser and look at that, but not a whole lot happening there. Of course, Thursday is going to be the big day again with durable orders coming out, jobless claims coming out, new home sales reporting. And then Friday, we'll see the GDP and the consumer sentiment. Tomorrow, we'll hear about the stores and how they're doing, and they're not doing very well. So let's jump right over here and get into some more news, more newsy news type newsy news. There's two different articles up on the Bloomberg website this morning, kind of styling it in different ways. Again, as we've shared many times in the past, when you look at these articles, and I do always look at the articles on Bloomberg each and every morning, but when you look at these articles, they change throughout the day. I mean, they've got cut, copy, and paste bins to die for, folks. If you get paid for writing, if you're a paid journalist, you know, you can basically work with just about anything and produce lengthy articles and satisfy your editors. But the articles have shifted considerably because the news changed, all right? But anyway, this first article starts out on this wise. Farmers can't meet, this is your headline, you can find it on Bloomberg. Farmers can't meet demand as corn stocks drop to the 1974 low. Now, we've heard all about weather changes all over the place, you know, droughts here and droughts there, 17% reduction in the output of Russian wheat, I think it was, so on and so forth. We know that we've got a real problem in the marketplace because we're diverting a lot of corn ground into the production of ethanol as opposed to producing good, clean, sweet corn. But instead, we're using this genetically modified crap and turning it into alcohol, which then clogs up your automobile engine and makes it run like crap. Anyway, the smallest corn inventories, this article by Jeff Wilson and Whitney McFerrin, February the 24th, as of 8:44 p.m. Central Time. So this is a yesterday evening news. The smallest corn inventories in 37 years are a sign that farmers around the globe are failing to produce enough grain to meet rising consumption. So when you talk about falling corn inventories, it's locked. We're not saving the corn up to eat the corn. We're not saving up the corn as food, feed, and beverages. What we're doing is we're taking that excess corn and we're turning it right into ethanol, all right, and then contaminating the gasoline supply in America with the ethanol. Growers from Canada to Russia boosted their annual output of wheat, rice, and feed grains by 16% in the year 2000, not enough to keep up with the 20% gain in demand. Well, some of this, in fact, a large quantity of this, is that the corn is being fed into the hogs and into the beef cattle as opposed to allowing them to pasture. And that's an important analysis, largely because the hog production is going through the roof because the demand in China for pork is big, all right? And most of the hogs that are grown these days are CAFOs. They're confined animal feeding operations, where they just pour the pork to these, or pour the corn to these hogs, and you know, these little piggies grow up to the butcher size, and some of them never even tasted grass in their life. So big news there. Anyway, a Bloomberg survey of 25 analysts showed the agency on February 24th may forecast a 3.5% increase in U.S. corn planting. The government says the world stockpiles will equal 15% of use, the lowest since 1974. So they're running about a 15% margin. Anything that causes a tip in that, of course, would be reflected in food shortages and increases in price. Global inventories for all grain will drop 13% before the next harvest. They're not looking at being able to replace these supplies in one growing season. The USDA estimates that's the first decline since 2007, when surging food prices sparked more than 60 riots from Haiti to Egypt. Well, food riots, 2007. Of course, we have this short-term memory loss. We can't remember the last time the Egyptians and people from Haiti were rioting, all right? Rioting about food prices. Everybody's pissed about that. Why shouldn't they be? Increasing demand is causing isolated food shortages and accelerating inflation in developing countries, even as it boosts farmers' income and shifts planting strategies. Of course, there's lots of people that speculate in these marketplaces. And so we can expect that as the speculators get in, they fudge around, they manipulate things. Farmers plant to hypothetical expectations. Machines are built that are never sold, and so on and so forth. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays, from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So, you know, the plan and the at the global level is for jacking up the food prices all around the planet. You know, you can keep people broke. You can keep them coming back to their jobs. People will work for on just about any kind of a job if they don't have a nickel in their pockets and they got a grumbling belly. But here's a more quote from this article. We need to grow a huge crop this year to meet global food needs, close quote, said Paul Jeschke, 58. Who farms 3,600 acres, that's not a small farm, near Maison, Illinois, and plans to boost corn planting by 50% because the crop is as much as $200 an acre more profitable than soybeans at current prices. The increased demand for meat and dairy is driving demand for corn and soybeans. Now, I've shared with you in the past, right out of our economics textbooks, that one of the problems with the roller coaster in farming is that if you got a real good price for beans this year, you're going to try and plant twice as many beans next year. Of course, when you plant twice as many beans next year, everybody else is planting twice as many beans next year, whether they got in on last year's profits or not. All right? And so what happens is you've got these boom-bust cycles each and every year. And this is how we started into this farm subsidies program in the first place, trying to balance things out a little bit. But, you know, who could blame the farmers wanting to pile into beans and corn if they're getting $200 an acre more profitable on corn than soybeans at the current prices? Quote, the increased demand for meat and dairy is driving demand for corn and soybeans. And so, you know, the globalization, Agenda 21, they all want the whole population of the planet to be, you know, vegetarians. And we would all sit around and contemplate our navels. Nobody would have any testosterone. Anyway, we wouldn't be eating that protein, you know. Just kind of sitting around, waiting for the Brahmins to tell us what to do. All right, they like that idea. But anyway, what's it all about? Well, it's because it's as the Asians, that would be the Chinese, you know, all the rest of them, the Vietnamese, a bunch of them, as the Asians start to come into their light of day, when they come into this Ward and June Cleaver America, 1950s Asia, they're going to start living a little bit more closer to the lap of limited poverty. And when they do, they want to eat more hamburger. A couple eggs, scrambled hash browns, and whole wheat toast, and a ribeye, please. You know, give me a slab off that big ham you got hanging in the corner, right? And that's what's going down here. All right, so the increased demand for meat and dairy is driving demand for corn and soybeans. They're no longer willing to accept a small bowl of rice and a chopstick for breakfast. Rising incomes in developing countries are boosting food prices as people eat more meat and dairy products from crop-fed livestock. Crop-fed livestock. Now, this is going to be a problem, all right? Because they're going to be going down the same goat rope as we've got here in the United States, where you really scarce want to eat any of this stuff that hasn't been grass-fed. I don't know how many of you have ever been in chicken or turkey growing country like it is around here, but if you ever get your eyeballs on how chickens and turkeys are raised and hogs, you might think twice about those hot wings at the Stop and Rob. Basically, you're eating baby chickens. They're only a few weeks old, and they've had the hottest food, and I mean that's full of chemicals. They've had the hottest food you can ever imagine just poured at them on an all-you-can-eat basis. And they trod each other into the dirt, you know, in these houses. They come to the Tyson plants, and they've scarce got a feather on them. They call them, you know, fryers, but they're babies, all right? I've incubated eggs that my hens have laid and brought up flock after flock of chicken for years. And a bird doesn't really flesh out naturally if they've got access to grass and bugs and things like that for a couple of months. About the time they start laying, they're starting to get enough meat on their body to, you know, be a chicken. But that ain't what you're seeing in the stores. Those are hybrids. Those are crossbreeds. Cob crosses is what I had. But anyway, nevertheless, grain futures rallied this month to the highest since 2008 on the Chicago Board of Trade, blah, blah, blah. Corn will probably reach a record of $8 a bushel by 2012, may touch $10 if the U.S. crop is disrupted. Again, think about it from the standpoint of geoengineering. Think about it from the standpoint of, you know, all things considered, you know, Planet X and everything else. Continuing, people have to eat, and we have to have a backdrop. Excuse me, people have to eat, and we have a backdrop of falling stockpiles. So the demand is outstripping the supply, and, you know, that would automatically see that the prices would be going up. Even if we have a great harvest, this is a guy named Sorrentino from Cincinnati, even if we have a great harvest, we'll be just getting back to levels people can be comfortable with in terms of stockpiles. The trend is going to be for increasing prices for years to come. I don't know how powerful or influential or how in the know this Sorrentino is, but he's basically echoing what we've been saying on this broadcast and elsewhere for quite some time, that the price of everything that you need is going to continue to go up as Benjamin Shalom Bernanke runs the printing presses there with his partner in the Pilgrims. That would be Timmy, little Timmy Geithner there. It's his marching orders from the crown, likes to dine with the Queen of England, I guess, or one of her lackeys. But as this continues, the things that you need in life are going to continue to escalate in price, and the things that you don't, like all that cheap Chinese tippy-tappy plastic crap, is going to go down and down. Soybean planting may be little changed at 77.274 million acres, the survey showed. Well, there's a whole lot shaken in that regard. Let's go over and look at the BRICS. BRICS are losing for the second time in a decade as America takes over. Can you believe this article? Lynn Thomason and In-Yong Hwang. New news. Bloomberg. Find the article right there on the side. Stocks in developed countries are rising the most since 1998, while emerging markets slump. A sign the U.S. is returning to its role as the engine of world growth, aided by a recovery in Europe. Well, one of the things the article doesn't start off telling you is that the companies are buying their own stocks. Now, it doesn't have to be an outright and overt GM buys GM, but if you look at GM as the major and all of the miners and the littler holding companies out there, they can buy and sell their own stocks, driving up, watering down the stock prices, and making the marketplace just look absolutely fantastic, darling. Even when they're dealing with empty pockets and TARP money. The MSCI World Index of Equities in 24 countries rose 6.1% for 2011 through yesterday, the best annual start in 13 years. Wow. Amazing, huh? While emerging market equities beat developed countries every year except 2008 in the past decade, they're falling now as Brazil, Russia, India, and China battle inflation. Isn't it amazing what a weekend can do? Why, we can just turn the global marketplace upside down and inside out, especially if you have a pen and Bloomberg will publish your writing. Well, continuing, you've got more willingness to take risk with equities in developed markets. Again, risk, reward, investors, speculators, so on and so forth. At the beginning of the year, the world kind of turned upside down. There wasn't a great deal of money flowing into developed markets over the last couple of years, and that's starting to change. That's right, and Vicki Davis reports on that. They call it offshoring, only this time they're bringing the economic development zones here. God help us all. The last time the developed nation index won by this much to start a year was in 1995. It went on to gain 47% in the next 3 years. And the emerging nation gauge fell 4.2%. Now, just keep an eye on it. These guys, you know, all these gangsters, they just keep jiggling the numbers. Oh, my. Intensifying violence in Libya, the holder of Africa's largest oil reserves, pushed the MSCI emerging markets down 1.7%. But we don't hear any stories about the disruption of oil. It's just all this hubbub and stuff in the street. Well, we'll be back.
Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. at OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so just a bit further with this article, investors are betting that the U.S. gross domestic product that's almost three times greater than China and Japan will drive the global economic growth. All right. U.S. imports of $203.5 billion in December were the most in 2 years, blah, blah, blah. All right. Who's going to drive growth? The buyer or the seller? Well, that's up to you to decide. The U.S. home prices probably had the biggest 12-month drop in a year. We're not out of foreclosure gate yet. We're still not out of the house building crunch yet. The bubble is still burst, all right? Bob Willis writing this for Bloomberg, yesterday's news in the afternoon. Residential real estate prices dropped in the 12 months to December by the most in a year, a sign the U.S. housing market is struggling even as the rest of the economy recovers, all right? And we talk about 500,000 units being built and here and there and everywhere. Just think about that, folks. I mean, that's a lot of people employed. Trickle that all the way out, you know. Add everybody that's in that chain. And when you talk about building houses, whether you're building single families or multifamilies, whether you're building strip malls and all that, the construction market, just run that out in your mind. Think about all of the different parts and pieces and all of the folks that are involved, whether they're making valves for the kitchen sink, whether they're making the plumbing pipe, whether they're making concrete, whether they're making the rebar, whether they're building inspectors, whether they're architects, engineers, carpenters, lumber mills, loggers, truckers, siding, insulation, vapor barriers, windows, jalousies, doors, cabinets, appliances, carpets, floor covering, skylights, interior furnishings, and all of that. Think about how many people in America are dependent upon or part of the housing sector. Huge. Huge. Foreclosures are forecast to rise this year as banks resume seizures, further depressing values and prompting would-be buyers to hold off on purchases. Of course, the banks, you know, we've talked about it, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, you know, the whole bunch, Citibank. They're being very, very cautious right now about this idea of foreclosing because they know that the courts are not going to be on their side. They're going to have to do some miracles here to get the judges to be on their side like they were in the past ever since MERS. All right? We're seeing declines in home prices, and they are broad-based, and that's not good. A lot of people bought pretty expensive houses. Houses not only that they couldn't afford to buy, but they did. You know, they qualified. You could put fog on a glass mirror, you could qualify for a loan, I guess, under the ownership society and all of the tax credits for first-time buyers out there. But what's really the problem is a lot of people bought houses that were way overpriced. You know, as they say, my price, your terms, my price. And so if the financing is, you know, give it away free, then the price on the property can be very high. Okay? Works the opposite way, too. You know, my terms, your price, so on and so forth. Anyway, we're seeing declines in home prices, and they are broad-based. But what we're not seeing, at least certainly not in this area, is a decrease in your property tax. So the property taxes, assessors, are still gouging your eyeballs out, and you're sitting there holding houses that are way overvalued. One of the other places where this is really going to hurt people is when they sell a house and they move to the next place. If they don't have any equity to take with them, they've just pitched their money down the toilet, right into the Johnny Bowl. Anyway, confidence revised. The conference board last week revised the data back to November after announcing changes in its sampling methods. And so what we talk about here a lot, and we go right to Econoday and we show you where the numbers come from a lot of times. Not that those numbers are accurate or any more accurate than anybody else. As I say, you know, really want to go and visit with shadowstatus.com and find out more about things that might really be closer to the truth. But nonetheless, all right, these guys are constantly changing their sampling methodology. From 1 week to the next, they revise the numbers up and revise the numbers down, and they come out with consumer confidence numbers and things like that. They really have little to do with reality at all. It's all just economists. We live in the new economic global order. Consumer sentiment measures are off the floor, but still at historically low levels, said Nigel Galt, the chief U.S. economist at the IHS Global Insight, Inc. in Lexington, Massachusetts. Consumer sentiment measures are off the floor, but still at historically low levels. Couldn't get much lower than that. You know, they just lift up the corner of the carpet to sweep more garbage under it. You know, it's one of my housekeeping tricks. Anyway, the year-over-year gauge provides better indications of trends in prices, the group has said. The panel includes Carl Case and Robert Shiller. And we go through this Case-Shiller Home Price Index. The share of U.S. mortgages in the foreclosure process at the end of 2010 matched an all-time high. Again, this is not really news, but if you're new to the broadcast, you know, we're just reviewing stuff that we've been covering since, you know, as my mother used to say, Christ was a corporal. Industry projections reinforce the concerns about housing. The number of homes receiving a foreclosure notice will climb about 20% in 2011. So if you're out there and you've got one of those troubled homes, you really need to be doing your homework, you know. Get together with all these legal beagles and gurus that can give you the right words to have in your mouth as you go in. Most people lose in court in the first sentence, you know. So you want to try and prepare yourself a little bit. America last among peers with no paid federal maternity leave. You know, all of this uproar that's going on up in Wisconsin over nickels and dimes. Well, now that it's on the tote board, you know, we got the same person coming out here running this running this game that she's been trying to run. This article by Dune Lawrence and Allison Fitzgerald, it took Elgin, or Ellen, E-L-I-N, Betanzo, Ellen Betanzo, that's a very curious name, 8 years to stay home for 3 months with her first child. Kind of weird entrance story there, isn't it? She stockpiled leave for that long so she could dip into her time off account at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency after her son's birth. Works for government worker. She forgot to plan for falling ill later. Here's a quote. What I hadn't thought about in advance was the need for me to have plenty of sick leave when I came back, said Betanzo, 35, an engineer. I wish that when I started working, somebody would have told me, save for a house, save for retirement, save if you ever want to take maternity leave. Well, yeah. Maybe long before you started working, maybe your mother and father should have sat you down at the table, Ellen, and given you some of the facts of life. Unfortunately, poor Ellen was raised up in our corporate schools, and she believes that, you know, there's just a social safety net, I guess, for everything. The U.S. government doesn't provide a benefit many on Wall Street take for granted. I'm telling you, my hat just flew off when I read that this morning. Why should the United States government provide the same benefits as they have on Wall Street? For God's sakes, that's not even, there's no logic involved here. And that the European Union, Japan, and Russia require, well, yeah, socialist to the man over there, but, you know, still, so what? Who gives a crap what they're doing in the European Union, Japan, and Russia? You know? A bill introduced February the 10th to give federal employees 4 weeks paid time off to care for new children isn't likely to make it to a vote. The measure's probable fate underscores that the U.S. has the, quote, most family-hostile public policy. And it's the U.S., that's a corporation, private corporation, in the developed world, said Joan Williams, director of the Center for Work-Life Law at the University of California's Hastings College of Law in San Francisco, the land of the fruits and nuts, handout capital of the world. Right, anyway, the U.S. is one of three nations of 181 study by Harvard and McGill universities that don't guarantee working mothers leave without compensation. Now, I say it a lot, and I'll say it again this morning. Just go ahead and get your birth certificate. Unlike Barry the Usurper, you can probably find yours in 10 minutes or less. But get your birth certificate out and look down on the bottom there and see if there's a warranty statement. Flip it over on the back. Is there a guarantee? Sure isn't one on mine. And if we're going to get out of the trouble that we're in financially as a country, we're going to have to break the chain of this teat, you know, sucking on Uncle Suck's teat all the time. But we don't seem to be thinking like that. It's absurd that we don't want it or don't have it, said Jane Gornick, a professor and director at the Luxembourg Income Studies Center at the City University of New York Graduate Center. The Luxembourg Income Studies Center. And we're talking about the merger between the New York Stock Exchange, Euronext, and the Deutsche Börse AG, and found that Luxembourg was right in the center of their heartbeat there, with London, New York, and Luxembourg. Well, anyway, they got a Luxembourg Income Study Center at the City University in New York. Our employment profile no longer looks very good for women overall. The absence of leave is just part of the story. Well, pick it up right there, right after this.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. and these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So again, we're trying to rectify some of the upset that's going on up in Wisconsin, but this article comes in as a companion story on Bloomberg, and it's all about, you know, maternity leave, you know? And they're looking at maternity leave at the level of government employees more so than in the private sector. U.S. government employs about 2.85 million, 1.22 million of them women. You know, that's kind of why whenever you go to a government office, you're always looking face-to-face with a woman. Men don't get to go mano-a-mano anymore. It's always man-woman. Man-woman. Yeah, all government offices are staffed largely by women. And that's just the way it is. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, India's central government payroll, however, I should say, and adding that, is 31.6 million. Wonder how that's going to work out in the long term for India. India's central government payroll is 31.6 million, but maybe they don't have as much state government and county government as we do, so perhaps India's central government takes up all the government posts. Hard to say without knowing the internals of their system. About 3.06 million of them in India are female, so they're running about 10%. We're running about 50% here, men to women in government. Indonesia, bury the usurper's upbringing. Indonesia has 4.6 million civil servants, of whom 2.14% are women. All right, so they're running about half and half as well, according to government data. And why wouldn't they be? They all basically use the same American model. Chinese government agencies, or maybe we should say we all follow the communist model. Chinese government agencies employed 11.93 million in 2008. Wow. Chinese government. 12 million people work for the government. While Brazil has 1.1 million federal workers, official statistics not broken down by gender shown. In the United States, where 47% of the workforce is female. How's that for all the bra burners and purse swingers, all right? My mother never had to work a day in her life. Father's income was able to take care of the whole family, and there was a family of five young ones and the adults, you know, the parents, seven total, on one income, all right? Anyway, anyone employed for at least 12 months by a business with a payroll of at least 50 may take 12 unpaid weeks and not lose their jobs. Imagine being in business, and a young lady comes into the office, and she goes, "Oh, boss, I'm sorry to tell you, but I'm pregnant." And he's going to say, "Fine, you can take 3 months off, and you're not going to lose your job." That's under the Family Medical Leave Act. The 1993 law covers about half the workforce, including federal employees. What's the employer supposed to do? Well, he's going to have to hire somebody part-time, and they're going to, or a replacement candidate, and then train that person up and, you know, transfer all the files around and everybody learning everything. And then 3 months later, that person's going to leave, all right? And then the gal's going to come back to work instead of staying home, take care of a baby and homeschool her children. Anyway, economic losses. While maternity leave with pay is a perquisite at the Bank of AmeriCorps, Goldman Sachs Group, Inc., and other big financial institutions, most employers in the U.S. don't provide the benefit. Well, yeah, you know, I mean, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, they pretty much run the United States government, and they have access to the printing presses. Who cares? They can give away, give away, give away, and give away. And then they just get it printed out. You know, Timmy signs a check, Benny, you know, underwrites it, and they send it over to him, and then Goldman Sachs gets a commission. What a deal. A 2010 survey of human resources managers, human resources, we're down a long ways on this slippery slope, folks, at 534 companies by the Society for Human Resource Management in Alexandria, Virginia. He's farming the human plantation. Wow. A Society for Human Resource Management in Alexandria, Virginia, found 17% offer leave with pay, and another 7% plan to reduce or eliminate it within 12 months. If we don't make motherhood and work compatible, there are long-term economic losses. And again, go back and look at Agenda 21, and you'll see the recurring theme in every one of the 40 chapters. In virtually every subsection of each of those 40 chapters, this mantra repeats throughout the whole book about making women, children, and indigenous people the theme of the 21st century. Women, children, and aboriginals. Okay, well, anyway, continuing. After 9 years in EPA's ground and drinking water section, we're back up to Batanzo again, quit to take a job she said better fit her expertise. This is a revolving door. Where did she go to work after 9 years in the EPA? She's working for the Washington Suburb Sanitary Commission. It better fits her expertise. I've been saving money so I can take leave without pay if I'm lucky enough to have another child, she said. Saving time off has not been as much of an option as it was when I did not have a child. Military maternity leave for Representative Carolyn Maloney, 65, the New York Democrat who is the main sponsor of the federal parental leave bill. Now, here's the real meat of the story. You know, it's like Ron Paul drags out his audit the Fed bill every time, and that becomes his banner. Well, I guess for Carolyn Maloney, she's got this parental leave bill that she brings out. And the motivation for her, partly personal, kind of like the Brady thing, you know. The mother of two daughters, she was the first woman to give birth while on the New York City Council. That must have been quite a meeting. I wonder if she was able to continue voting and dialoguing the people into consensus as she passed her water. When she became pregnant while working for the New York State Assembly. This story is becoming more sordid by the minute. She said in an interview, quote, "They just expected me to quit. No woman had ever come back after having a baby. That's what they told me." Well, I guess that's the way it goes, I guess. let's jump up to this one. Workers' rights battle goes at national at pivotal time for labor. Workers of the world unite. Maybe we should get out our proletarian lessons one more time, or pray over Karl Mordecai Marx and Friedrich Engels' Communist Manifesto, bend our head. Mark Niquette writing this for Bloomberg. Unions and their allies are planning rallies, vigils, and press conferences in at least 27 states this week against what they see as a national attack on government employees that is a seminal moment for organized labor. Now, let me just scroll down. In solidarity, money flowing, the people's voice, let's see, busing them in, time to pay. Now, this is the issue, all right? Don't get talked about. Everybody's focused on everything else. National attention on the protests in Wisconsin encouraged members to get involved, he said. Walker, and they're beating up Scott Walker here, Walker, a first-term governor whose fellow Republicans controlled the Assembly and the Senate, campaigned on a platform of fiscal conservatism after clashing with unions while Milwaukee's county elected executive. That doesn't make sense. Anyway, he wants government employees, now listen, to pay 5.8% of their salaries towards their pensions. They pay nothing now. This is what it's all about. Listen, they want government employees to pay 5.8% of their salaries toward their pensions. They pay nothing now. He also wants them to pay about 12% of their health care premiums, up from 6%, to generate $30 million for the state in this fiscal year and $300 million in the next biennium. Right? And these guys have gone ballistic. They're shutting down the schools. They're dragging students out of classes. They're busing in activists from all over the nation. Bury the usurpers on the telephone. Organize America, you know, coming right out of the White House. All these Marxists, Freudian Marxists, all right? And what is this argument about? What this governor wants is that the employees to pay 5.8% of their salaries toward their pensions. And they pay nothing now, all right? He also wants them to pay about 12% of their health care premium, up from 6%. And they're burning down the house. And they're making a big stink out of it. You'd think Marx had come out of the grave. Well, that's about all I want to give to that. Lawmaker Gosser finds Tea Party principles tested by constituents' needs. This article by Lisa Lehrer, February the 21st, yesterday's news. U.S. Representative Paul Gosser came to Washington promising to slash federal spending, and it took less than a month for local officials in his Arizona district to learn that he was talking about them. It always hurts when it's your ox that gets gored. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Hour number two, straight ahead.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, February the 22nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, kicking off the shoreline, as I love to say. Moving in away from the dock and into the second hour of today's two-hour transmission. Certainly a lot more news on the browser here, but I've got some other articles I want to go into. The treaty with Great Britain, 1783, and we're going to look at paternalism and the patriarchal system in a moment as well. But back to the article, you know, in regards to this, what's going down, all the hubbub, you know, up in Wisconsin, just go up on the internet, you know, and type in something like Libya, Air Force attack protesters. They go, you know, look at the Tunisia stuff. Go over to Egypt. Look at all that. You know, look what the arguments are and what the grievances are that are being advanced over there. And then compare that with this minuscule complaint going on here in Wisconsin and how timely it is. And the unions in this country, you know, workers of the world unite. They're just turning out. All right. Well, this guy here, Paul Gosar. Tea Party candidate, U.S. Representative Paul Gosar came to Washington promising to slash federal spending. And I don't know how many of you, you know, went to any of the Tea Party events in the last couple of years, but they were, you know, this is really one of the big deals, you know. The national debt and the debt clock, you know, every website worth its salt, I guess, these days has a debt clock on it. Even if you go up and look at your state representative, your congressman's website, they got the debt clock. This guy Cleaver here in Missouri, you know, he says above it, your share of the debt. You know, it's like, don't include me in that capital we there. Anyway, this guy's got a little bit of a challenge. When Flagstaff city administrators came to his Washington office on January the 20th seeking funding for a $65 million flood control project, they left with the first-term Republican's promise that he would send a letter of support. Not the millions in funding delivered by his predecessors, all right? So you got the same bunch of gladhanders coming in to pillage the government for $65 million for their pet project, and he says, no problem, I'll give you a letter of endorsement. You got to like that. There wasn't much more he could do. Pressure from the freshman lawmakers such as Gosar prompted House leaders to impose a one-year voluntary ban on members funding pet projects through earmarks. I'm not an earmark guy, Gosar said. The city council is going to be frustrated. The county is going to be frustrated. But I'm not an earmark kind of guy. Gosar, 52, is among 87 new Republicans swept into office in November's election, vowing to remake politics in Washington. Like dozens of his new colleagues who rode support from fiscally conservative Tea Party activists into power, he had never been elected to office. You know, we got a guy, Billy Long, here in Congress now. Never been in office before. He was an auctioneer. And a realtor, and he's serving where Roy, good old Roy Blunt, used to sit. All right? Good thing, too. So far, I've been following his voting record, not entirely impressed, but there's not much you can do with all the amendments, the Obamacare and the budget. You know, it's, you just vote, I guess. Once named Arizona's Dentist of the Year, he sold his practice to pursue his political career. So it's kind of like small-town American dentists, you know. They do make pretty good money, but not all of them are fantastically rich. The political success of Gosar and his Tea Party-backed colleagues will depend on whether they can master Washington practices enough to accomplish their goals without losing the outsider credentials that got them elected, and that's going to be really an issue. They're going to have to remember that they are representatives and that they're not part of the established two-party political system, and they need to hold their ground on that, and they need to remember that principle means something, and if they're willing to compromise their principles for a relationship with either the party or the aficionados in Washington, D.C., then they're no better than the scum they replaced. All right? And that's important. Going forward, it's going to become increasingly important. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So the long and the short of this story here that I'm sharing with you basically is this dude's got a blow-up air mattress, all right, in his office. And the only time that he spends any time in a hotel room there in Washington is when his wife comes to town to visit. So at least he's given it a shot. You know, we'll just have to wish him the best. Somebody I certainly don't wish the best for is this Likudnik here. Emmanuel gets verdict today on campaign to succeed Chicago's Mayor Daley. That's right. They're all at the polls, I guess, today up in Chicagoland. And we'll find out whether or not Rahm Erdogan, love Israel, Rahm Emanuel, that's his name, my goodness. Anyway, whether he's going to become the, and they say it in the article here in bold type, you know, the first Jewish mayor of Chicago. Imagine we've had the first, they would probably give the tip of the hat to the old first Catholic mayor of Chicago or the first Protestant or the first Mormon, but they might. But anyway, for someone who used to fly on Air Force One and hold the second most powerful job in Washington, it hasn't been a smooth ride to Election Day for Rahm Emanuel, the front runner to seat retiring Chicago Mayor Richard M. Daley, of course, replaced by William Daley. I mean, it's what a revolving door. Emanuel endured jeers for his advice to U.S. presidents, sat through hours of cross-examination from lawyers and residents over his Chicago bona fides, and had at least one egg thrown at him. Wow. It's going to be a hard, hard fight, said Lawrence Geller, 63, the chief executive officer of Chicago-based Strategic Hotels and Resorts, Inc. Strategic Hotels and Resorts, Inc., which operates the Intercontinental Chicago and employs about 1,000 in the city. The next mayor has enormous challenges ahead of him because the ship of state can't float down this lane anymore. Well, he's not well-loved in the area, but he's got tremendous financial backing. I'll just scroll down to the article here. We'll get to the dollars and cents of all of this, because he's gotten tremendous, tremendous financial support. You know which side of the piece of bread is he's going to have buttered here. Let's see if I can find it. Apple Incorporated Chief Executive Officer Steve Diana Cancer Jobs gave Emanuel $50,000, while Kenneth Griffin, the CEO of Chicago-based hedge fund Citadel LLC, contributed $100,000, record show. David Geffen, co-founder of DreamWorks SKG, donated $100,000. And the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the biggest U.S. futures exchange, gave him $200,000. Developer Donald Trump chipped in $50,000. You want to know whether the argument is between collectivism and individualism, whether it's between workers of the world unite? You want to know where the problem lies with the idea of wage slavery, which brought the Irishmen and everybody out on the haystack revolution initially? You want to figure that one out? You don't have to look any further than the corporations. How the hell do we get away with this? The Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the biggest U.S. futures exchange, given a candidate for mayor $200,000. Now, I mean, if any of the investors want to give, you know, $2,500 or less, you know, follow the election law, that's one thing. But who could compete when you got the corporations coming in and buying these candidates? That's why I want to abolish the established two-party political system. All right, go right back down to the level of the precinct group and come inside of these two primary parties. You know, they created the election laws. The election laws were written by, for them, and the purpose was to keep out all comers, and it works well. But we need to go inside these two parties. All right, we need to take them over from within. It can be done easily enough. You need to become a county committee man and a county committee woman for your local voting precinct by out-campaigning the county committee man and the county committee woman that are there now, and then become, with your other friends in, you know, in this county, McDonald County, or Berry County that I'm in right now, there's 19 voting precincts, become the majority on your county party. For the Republican and the Democratic Party, just take them over from within. Why the hell not? That's how this country was taken down. Just turn it around and go the other way. Put the shoe on the other foot, you know? Let's start leading the donkey instead of riding the jackass. All right? So anyway, clamber in there and take that over. All right, now you're involved at the level where you really need to be, because all those county committees makes up the party in the state, and none other. All right, they then flesh out the legislative committees. They then flesh out the senatorial committees. You can pass a standing rule for the state of Missouri, your state, at the Republican state committee level, that candidates we'll have a maximum campaign limit, and this will be it. And anybody that wants the endorsement of the party is going to have to be self-funding. They're going to have to raise their own money, and they're going to have to get it from nickel-and-dime contributors. The purpose of the political party is to help people get elected. It's that party machine that fires up and gets all the signs out there, and they do all the galas and the banquets and those sorts of things. But there's no way that we're going to get any kind of representation in this country when you can have somebody like Rahm Emanuel come up as a mayor, that's really nonpartisan, and walk away with the Chicago Merc dumping $200,000 into his treasure chest. How's any guy on the street going to ever, you know, bring forward his talents and his ability and his knowledge and his longevity of residents in that city, how would they ever be able to go against this carpetbagger, Emmanuel? Father was in the Ergun gang in Israel, right? Freaking mafia. Anyway, that's the article there. We'll find out a little bit more about it during the day. House approves the $61 billion in spending cuts. And we're only trillions of dollars in debt. Don't need to talk about Boehner anywhere more than that. Here's another one. Last news article. Corn wheat fall is the highest prices since 2008. May curb demand. Interesting, isn't it? We started off the discussion talking about the high price of corn, wheat, and so on and so forth. And now they're saying that corn and wheat fall is the highest prices since 2008. May curb demand. Oh, I thought we had a starving population. I thought the people over Mubarak's, Hosni Mubarak's Egypt, they were starving to death, man. They were highly educated, couldn't get a job, and were complaining about the high food prices. It's all just a rigged game, my friends. It's all just a rigged game. The longer we allow it to continue, the deeper into this nonsense we go, the more difficult it's going to be to extricate ourselves. If we allow ourselves to go into that box canyon, the one that the GIS, GPS, global governance system has in mind for us, if we go into that box canyon smelling the alfalfa hay in the creep feeders and that fresh, clean spring water that they got burbling in there, we go into that box canyon, folks, ain't gonna be no way out for mankind. We absolutely have to become vocal local and just say no, don't go into that box canyon. Resist this with every fiber of our being. The success and the existence of our species may depend upon it. There's a rather interesting puke here. Share this one with you. Brought to my attention by one of our listeners. Anybody ever heard of a guy named Gene Sharp? Gene Sharp was a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, and Nobel Peace Prize nominee. Of course, he was nominated, didn't get it, and Barry the Usurper got it, and Al Gore got it. You can't imagine it'd be too much of a value to struggle to get it. But anyway, he's known for his extensive writings on what? Nonviolent struggle, which have influenced numerous anti-government resistance movements around the world. Gene Sharp, put him up on your browser. Maybe even take the Sharpie and write his name on the kitchen cabinets. We'll be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, so it's more than just Indira Gandhi, you know, sitting down on the job and stuff like that, getting things accomplished through nonviolent resistance. Gene Sharp is big on this, too. Gene Sharp was born in Ohio, received his Bachelor of Arts in Social Sciences in 1948 from The Ohio State University, where he also received his Master of Arts in Sociology. Anytime somebody tells me they got a master's degree in sociology, it just makes my skin want to crawl. Anybody ever bothered to sit down and read August Comte's System of Positive Polity and System of Positive Philosophy and look at his Universal Religion for Humanity? Wow. It was enough to drive John Stuart Mill right back to England, and he became the head of the utilitarians, and then labor libertarians followed in his stead, you know. But anyway, he has a doctorate in philosophy and political theory from Oxford University in 53 and 54. Sharp was jailed for 9 months after protesting the conscription of soldiers for the Korean War. In 1968, he received a Doctor of Philosophy in Political Theory from Oxford University. Sharp has been a professor of political science at the University of Massachusetts, Dartmouth, since 1972. He simultaneously held research appointments at Harvard University's Center for International Affairs since 1965. In 1983, he founded the Albert Einstein, there's Zionism for you, what a propagandist he was, a nonprofit organization devoted to studies and promotion of the use of nonviolent action in conflicts worldwide. And it goes on, talks about his contributions to the theory of nonviolent resistance, Sharp's influence on struggles worldwide, his works that he's written. All of this you can find under Gene Sharp Wiki. Just type it into your browser, Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or Webfert, however you want to go. But this, off of an aangirfan.blogspot.com, and it looks like an, A-A-N, it's very unusual spelling, aangirfan.blogspot.com. Don't know who this is. Let's see what they say here. No, it doesn't really. It's here is now, this is an article, February the 18th, 2011. Maybe some of you have seen this. The American Behind the Egyptian Coup. The American Behind the Egyptian Coup. Now, just take this with a grain of salt. It was sent to me. It's obviously written by, you know, a blogger, independent here. Whether it's true or whether it's not, it's to be determined. I don't know. I'm not the arbiter of truth. The father of the Egyptian Revolution, Gene Sharp, is a friend of the CIA called Gene Sharp. According to Thierry Messon, the Albert Einstein Institution, the CIA, Gene Sharp helped NATO and then helped the CIA train the leaders of the soft coups of the last 15 years. Sharp's Albert Einstein Institution plans coups. Sharp has links to the stay-behind groups associated with Operation Gladio. Sharp trained dissident groups within the PLO. Sharp helped to break up Yugoslavia, the Albert Einstein Institution involved there. In The Scotsman, on 18th of February of 2011, Cheryl Gay Stolberg, a good Scottish name there, wrote about Gene Sharp, the American whose ideas defeat dictators. From this, we learn the following. Number one, Gene Sharp, now aged 83, has written From Dictatorship to Democracy, A Guide to Toppling Autocrats. Sound familiar? Remember our discussion, my discussion with Michael Vail after he recently interviewed Thomas P.M. Barnett, and they turned around and Professor Nye was his second guest a week later. Both of them looking over at the Twitter and Facebook revolution, all these highly educated young people in the East, in the Middle East, in the Near East, and Africa. And they're all just, you know, coming up unglued, man. They're ready to go. They're rocking and rolling, right? And it's just kind of like a spontaneous thing. Somebody found a cell phone and they used it, you know, right? Really? Again, Gene Sharp, aged 83, has written, quote, From Dictatorship to Democracy. Maybe Puddles in our chat room will look that book up for us. A Guide to Toppling Autocrats. This guide is said to have inspired the dissidents in Bosnia, Tunisia, and Egypt. 2. The International Center on Nonviolent Conflict, which trains activists, slipped into Cairo several years ago to conduct a workshop. It uses Sharp's list of tactics, I mean, as if Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals wasn't bad enough. It uses Sharp's list of tactics that range from hunger strikes to protest disrobing to disclosing identities of secret agents. Assange? WikiLeaks? Dalia Zaida. An Egyptian blogger, this is number 3, an Egyptian blogger and activist attended the workshops and later organized similar sessions on her own. She said trainees were active in both the Tunisia and Egypt revolts. Number 4, Peter Ackerman, a former student of Mr. Sharp, founded the nonviolent centers and ran the Cairo workshop. I mean, this was kind of like what I experienced in Berkeley, California, when I visited there and spent a winter in San Francisco and Berkeley years ago. Now, the free speech movement and all that, 10-speed press, shared with you the book. A lot of this going down, shaking down. Spontaneous? Give us a break. 5. The Muslim Brotherhood had Sharp's From Dictatorship to Democracy posted on its website. The Muslim Brotherhood. Go visit with Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. Vicki got onto the Muslim Brotherhood, got over a year ago. Anyway. Number 6. In 2007, Chavez of Venezuela denounced Gene Sharp. Officials in Burma, according to WikiLeaks, accused Sharp of being part of a conspiracy to set off demonstrations intended to bring down the government. 7. In 1989, Sharp flew to China to witness the uprisings in the Tiananmen Square. In the early 1990s, he was in a rebel camp in Burma at the invitation of Robert Helvey, H-E-L-V-E-Y, you figure that one out, a retired U.S. Army colonel who advised the opposition there. Sharp has been seen as a sort of Lawrence of Arabia stirring up Arab revolts. This displeases Assad Abu Khalil, the Lebanese political scientist and founder of the Angry Arab News Service blog. Abu Khalil, the Lebanese political scientist and founder of the Angry Arab News Service blog. That's your AANSB. That's this website, maybe. AANGIRFAN.blogspot.com. Anyway, there are comments to follow after that, but it's an interesting article. Just thought I'd share it with you. Got two choices. Shall I go with the Treaty of Great Britain, or shall I go to the patriarchal system? I'm going to go with the patriarchal system. Again, watched a video, another clip that was sent to us by one of our listeners. And this had to do with the Lakota Nation. Can't remember the fellow's name. What is his name? I'll think of it in a moment, perhaps. But very interesting, because he was basically saying is that he lays most of the fault for things that are happening in the world today at the feet of the patriarchal system. And if you go up and look and try and find the matriarchal system, at least in most of my encyclopedias, all of them, you'll find nothing. But if you want to find patriarchal system, you'll find articles on that. Why is it? Well, as was mentioned by, what was his name? That nice guy. Lakota. Anyway, what he mentioned was is that you're not going to find much about matriarchal because the patriarchs would just as soon you don't know about it. They're all archons, no matter how you look at it. But we'll find out the cadres and the archons after this break. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so it was Russell Means, and I thank the chatters for that. You know, Russell Means, the Lakota that came up with a really great DVD I watched the other night. Very interesting over the weekend, as a matter of fact. But again, he was bringing out that the initially, and I think it is not all across the board. I think it was, let's see, was the Algonquin Indian or was it the Iroquois? No, I think it was the Algonquin. Were the Braves, if you will, to use the way that they say it in modern history, supported the women. And the women owned all the property. So anyway, let's go into this patriarchal system. It's not very lengthy. We'll start with this. This is out of the Encyclopedia Americana, 1951. Of course, you know, you've got to check the encyclopedias. They're not the end-all, be-all, as we learned when we were studying Deborah Bouchot's legal research and writing for the Paralegal. They're considered secondary sources. all depends on who the editorial staff is. And if it happens to be a Britannica, could be the product of Rockefeller funding, etc. So you got to be really careful. The people that write the history, you know, are as important as the history they're writing about sometimes. The extreme, again, the patriarchal system is Greek. It's pater, father, and arch, ruler. Remember in the Bible, we shared with you the verse right there. Be not like the Gentiles, do not put archons above you. There's also magistrates in Greek, archons, the codrus and the archons. We've talked about that a long time ago when we were studying anarchy. But again, patriarchal is pater, which is father, and arch, or archi, which is to rule, combined, contraction. The extreme paternal form of the family, in which the authority of the husband and the father in the family has become so supreme that he is practically owner of all persons and property of the family group, the wife and children being reduced, if not to the position of property, at least to the position of subject persons. That's an extreme view. But if you go back again, and we need to go back again to the Bible, because all of Western humanity has been influenced so strongly by these three systems, this Poseidon's trident, the perfect trilateral here, the trifecta, Islam, Judaism, Christianity, a system of control that has existed for at least 2,000 years for two of those major branches. Anyway, going back again to the Bible, and we understand that as Christ is the head over the man, so the man is the head over the woman, and the man is the head over the household. Actually, she's the head of the household. But that takes a little bit more study in the Greeks to understand where economy and economics really began. But that's the hierarchy. So continuing. Oh, and then I'm going to throw in as well our understanding what we learned from Andrew J. Galambos, you know, that a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are his property. So he deviates here from this patriarchal system, and I would agree with him on that. And that freedom then is best expressed as 100% control of your property, 100% of your time. Your children, neither your children nor your wife are your property. I would never put them in that category. Each of them have all that, you know, go back to our Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. All right, and governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of those rights. And for none other. But then, continuing here, at least in patriarchal system, you know, the people are reduced, anybody other than the husband is reduced down to almost the level of property. A second characteristic of the patriarchal system is that the family organization usually included not only all persons related by descent through common male ancestors, but all persons received into the family by the ceremony of adoption and even all slaves and dependents. And so then if we go back and look at the Greek city-states, then we can understand a little better how they were organized, and even in the Bible itself, right? How did it happen? You know, Sarah was not able to bear children. Abraham lay with his servant, girl, Haggai, and then all, you know, then Islam comes from there. Adultery doesn't have anything to do with doing your servants. Adultery has to do with diluting your bloodstream. But anyway, that's another story for another time. The patriarchal family, therefore, frequently consisted of hundreds of individuals and was a little political unit, the head of which was the eldest living male. Now, once again, we talk about in our political system here, our political science studies, the importance and power of the local voting precinct group. Now, across the street from me, there's a series of duplexes, and I believe, might not be absolutely accurate, but most of the tenants in those duplexes are all of the same family. They're like a terror on the street, but nevertheless, there's such a majority of them, and their doors are open to each other, and they just holler back and forth like a bunch of fishwives, and they come and go from each other's houses, you know, endlessly, that, you know, my voice is hardly heard over theirs. But the idea of the local voting precinct group then goes back. If you're working with people that live in close to tight around you, chances are very good that you might find people who have lived in that spot for a very long time. Certainly here in southwest Missouri, where the land was originally settled not all that many decades ago. and some of the families that came here on wagons west, you know, forward ho, all the John Wayne nonsense, they're still here. And their grandchildren are here, their great-great-grandchildren are here, their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren are here. And so you have to be very careful what you say when you're out and about, because you could say something about one family name and you don't know that that's their great-granduncle. You make a real idiot out of yourself. So you have to be extremely careful in the country. But this is the idea that this patriarchal family frequently consisted of hundreds of individuals and was a little political unit. It's the idea of the right to keep and bear arms. And the arms being the armorial bearings. The right to keep your arms and bear your arms. It says raise your standard up and call in your brotherhood. Call in your family. Call in all the people from the field. Call in all the people that the Lord of the manor, you know, receives his tithe from. All the people, all of his vassals. All the people that have pledged allegiance to the Lord. Anyway, a little bit more. Classical pictures of the patriarchal system may be found in the description of the lives of the Hebrew patriarchs in the Old Testament. Practically all European and Asiatic people were in this stage of social development when they first appear in history. For this reason, Sir Henry Maine thought that the patriarchal family was the original type of family in the human species. And that is a research point that Russell Means disagrees with. All right? It's just that when they appear in history, they oftentimes have drifted into this patriarchal system, and any discussion of matriarchal systems are set aside. This view is contradicted, however, by the fact that the maternal family and the maternal system of relationship are much more widely prevalent among all civilized people like the Jews. Well, all right, they claim descendant from their mother. If your mother was a Jew, you're a Jew, all the uncivilized people. Well, anthropologists and sociologists now universally agree that the patriarchal system is a relatively late development in the history of the family. Again, you'd have to have faith in anthropology, and I would distrust sociologists. I'd rather sit down to dinner with the Bowery bum than a sociologist, you know. But anyway, having been their minds perverted by guys like Dubois and Auguste Comte. The guy was real fruitcake. Anyway, it reached the acme of its development in the early historic times among the Hebrews, the Greeks, the Romans, the Hindus, and the Chinese. All right? Hebrews, Greeks, Romans, Hindus, and Chinese. So the patriarchal system has been with us all these 2,000 years and remains today in place. At least in these groups, except the Hebrews. Well, Jews, anyway. How did the Jews start to say, follow a matriarchal lineage? And the cause, you know, certainly wasn't that. You know, remember in the book of Genesis, you know, Noah was perfect in all his generations. One scarcely hears about his wife. It's all about him and his sons. You see, that was patriarchal. Where did the Jews get this matriarchal nonsense where if your mother was a Jew, you're a Jew? Maybe they don't have anything to do with Abraham. Maybe they don't have anything to do with Noah either. And yet they advance the Noahide laws, but I'm doing a sidebar. The causes of the development of the patriarchal system were complex. Wife capture and wife purchase, together with the growth of the idea of property and persons in the period of barbarism, were doubtless contributing causes. And so even though Russell Means says, you know, hey, wow, you know, we were all matriarchal here, the Lakota people, seems to me I've read more than one story where they, when they needed wives, they would go and pillage a neighboring tribe and get wives from them. Certainly the Aboriginals here kept slaves. Hard to say. Do they consider them their property or what? Maybe we need to get Russell Means on. He can explain his position. But the decisive factor in creating the patriarchal family was pastoral industry. Pastoral industry. That's the shepherds. Not an agricultural community, but a pastoral community. That would be like the Moguls, for instance. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Now, before we jump off and listen to comments from Dave in Montana, I really want to go to Dave, but I'm just finished off this little paragraph I'm working on here in regards to this patriarchal system again and how important it is, the transition that occurred there with the pastoral industry. All right. Not the people that lived in agriculture. All right. In agriculture is a whole different organization. And Russell Means did mention that. They were not as much Lakota were not as much of meat-eating people, even though they had 50 million bison to choose from, as the history books paint, that they actually had agricultural interests as well. The agriculture is a whole different thing than the pastoral. You know, the wandering Jews chasing their flocks of goats around all the time, you know, they would move from place to place. And so it was a much different organization, but in a agricultural community, where you have, you know, crops and cropland fields and things like that and irrigation, you need to have houses. There's permanence and all of that. And so then other things develop out of it. But the keeping of flocks and herds of domesticated animals necessitated the separation of families through their wanderings over long stretches to secure pasturage. And at the same time, the employment of a large number of male labor. Under such conditions, the husband gained great power over his wife, as she was separated from her kindred and as the owner of the flocks and the herds, which constituted almost the sole property of the group, his authority gradually became supreme in all matters. So we do need to take into account, you know, where we came from and how we got to where we are today as we look forward into the 21st and the 22nd centuries as to what kind of life we will be living in this post-industrial time period. But let's jump up and talk to Dave in Montana. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Will. Thanks. Hey, that Russell Means would be a great show, man.
Wouldn't it? He is really a knowledgeable person.
Yeah, I was in 81, 82, there was a movement called Yellow Thunder. They were going to take back the Black Hills, and they actually did. They went in there, and I was going to head out there that year, but I blew my knee out skiing.
I know that feel.
It took me about a year to get back, and then it was all over with the time I was healthy.
Yeah. Well, you know, he is a very interesting man. He's very well read. He's not like your teepee dweller, so to speak. The guy has been very successful in business. And it was the first time I'd ever watched a DVD presentation by him. But, I certainly didn't find anything that I found really disagreeable. He was very eloquent.
Standing up for his God-given rights.
Absolutely.
And I called because that patriotic kind of deal you're talking about is really pussy whip. I mean, henpecked.
Henpecked, yeah.
Yeah, and because if you read the story, Sarah laughed when she found out she was going to have a baby.
Yes, she did.
And then gave, you know, Abraham a whole bunch of crap all the time. What are you, crazy? Blah, 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 you know. And then she says, well, here, you take my servant girl and you have a baby with her. So Abraham, if he was the true patriarch, should have said, listen, honey, I love you and I love God. He said he's going to give you the baby. You take your babe back and I'm going to wait. But no, you know, he's thinking with the wrong part of his head.
Isn't it?
And then he jumps in the rack with the girl. And then Sarah gets mad because there's two queens in the joint now because Hagar's walking around, hey, I got the chief's kid here, you know.
And two heirs. And
so the whole deal is that they were run by the babes. Same thing with Adam. You should have said, hey, listen, I'm not going to eat that stuff. You were told not to eat it. What's wrong with you, bud?
What are you bringing me? Are you bringing me an apple? Where's the dandelion soup?
Right. So the whole patriotic thing is a scam. It's BS. The babes run the show. And it's written in all the stories in the Bible.
Well, the matriarchal system.
Same with Samson. Same with Samson.
Yeah, Samson and Delilah. What a story that is.
Yeah, same with him. He had the power, man. But yeah, he was laying with Delilah there. She sweet-talked him into saying, okay, it's my hair. You know.
Well, look at David standing up on the wall, looking down over into the next yard.
Yeah.
And he sees
same deal with him.
He sees that babe over there, you know, taking a bath and all that. And first thing comes to his mind, boy, I'm going to have to get that husband out of the picture.
Right. Yeah, and he's so scared, he don't want to really murder him. I'm not going to murder him. I'll let other people murder him, but I'll tell the guy to push him up front. There. You know, it's the patriarch thing is all BS.
Well,
why they gave the woman the vote.
Well, look,
it goes to that because if you control a woman, you control a man. It was Gilgamesh. They sent a bull. I mean, they sent a woman with the bull dude, you know, and they sent a babe to him for a week, and it mellowed him out. That's how they got him.
Yeah, but just remember,
it's
Dave.
It's been written
Dave,
for 8,000 years.
Dave, remember the power, though, of the matriarchal system, okay? Because the two of them exist, all right? And in the matriarchal system, the woman is the one that holds all the property, and the men serve the women. Now, a very powerful quotation from Auguste Comte, in his Universal Religion of Humanity, he said that ultimately man will serve woman. Man will serve woman. And man will not just serve woman, but will support them in all the things. And so we see this transition that's been happening now as the patriarchal system has come under increasing attack, and the destruction, let's say, of the family and the head of the man and the manship in all of this. But at the same time, we have this advancing matriarchal system, and the more influence the matriarchs have, where, you know, if your mother was a Jew, you're a Jew, so on and so forth. As that continues to gain more and more ascendancy, the patriarchal family has to go into the background. But go ahead.
Yeah, and I think they're just handing the power to the woman because they kind of are more controllable through their natural.
Well, let's look at the difference. Let's look at the difference between strict reason and emotion. You know, not to paint with too broad of a brush here, but let's just look at it from that standpoint. One of the women's strengths is her ability to really love, nurture, and care for the children, even more so than a man. You know, and so they have a very strong emotional thing. If women were not an emotional being, it would be difficult for men and women to bond for their lives as they do. You know, women, I think, have a much bigger, better ability to forgive oft times. And so all those things considered, not to get into generalities or pick nits here, but just simply, if women are given the ascendancy and that is a natural trait, then could we not go, like we say, we just put the age of reason behind us and we run everything on emotion? How do you feel about that, Dave? How do you feel? What do you think about this? And, you know, express your emotions. You know, come on, be passionate, you know. That's a real tough thing because instead of
if a man expresses his emotion, he's all of a sudden labeled a crazy bastard. You know?
Or just a wuss or
a man,
spineless.
He kind of raises his voice, but it's not yelling. It's just talking strong. I get in trouble for that all the time. They say I'm yelling, but I'm not yelling. I'm just talking strong, you know, something I believe.
Exactly. It's like talking from your gut, you know. It wells up in you, and this you're so it's like the idea that, you know, I talk about, you know.
I'm supposed to quell that now or something. It's like, no way, you know. But you could see why they gave the woman the vote, and you could see how they're controlling men through the commercials and the whole thing, you know, the whole macho, you can't be macho because you're bad or if you are, you know. But
yeah.
Then it's a lot of guys go overboard and be idiots about it, you know.
Well, you know, one of the
I think all them stories in the Bible trying to say is, It's a love thing, man, you know.
It's balanced.
It comes down to because really, if you think about it, John the Baptist and Jesus, they figured out the scam. They were like, man, these priests are controlling the people, man, and how they're doing it, because they have the monopoly on the forgiveness of sins. So they figure, well, if we break the monopoly on the forgiveness of sins, that means we'll break the monopoly of the corrupt temple in cahoots with the corrupt government, and we got to do it non-violently because we can't, you know, bring attention to ourselves. And they figured out the best plan. They did away with the sacrifice that was controlling everybody, because you had to get a goat and bring the goat over to the priest, and he said, that's a good goat, but I need another goat, you know, because you did a bad thing, you know, so bring me two goats.
Good.
And then they had to change it.
I gotta jump in, Dave. We're all out of time, buddy. Thanks for the call.
State at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting